Chico the cat has a very special friend who just happens to be the Pope. In a new story for children, Chico recounts the life of his best buddy, Pope Benedict. The book, called Joseph and Chico, is an authorized biography that tells the story of Joseph Ratzinger from his birth in 1927 up until the time of his election to the papacy in 2005. Susie Hodges talked to the author.
The narrating voice for this book is based on a real ginger tomcat called Chico, who knew the then Cardinal Josef Ratzinger when he returned home on his holidays to the Bavarian city of Pendling. Chico belongs to a German couple that live next door to the future Pope in Pendling and who still are the caretakers for his house there. The book has a foreword written by the Pope's personal secretary, Monsignor Georg Ganschwein. He said, "Dear children, here you will find a biography that is different to others because it is told by a cat, and it's not every day that a cat can call the Holy Father his friend and write his life story." The book's author is the Italian journalist Gian Perego, who lives in Bavaria and has met Chico and his owners. She told me what prompted her to write this book.
I've been reading everything about him. I met a lot of people. I went in his places. And since I have always written for children, I thought immediately, why don't I write this story for children? It's a very interesting story. He's an example, this person. He's very dedicated. So I said, he's a very, very good person that can interest the children. But I had to find a key to tell this story for children. So I thought that a cat could be the way. And what better of the cat that all the journalists at that time were saying, that's the Pope cat. It's not true.
Who then is a Chico?
Chico is a red tomcat who belongs to the neighbor of the house of Josef Ratzinger in Bavaria, in Pendling. They are the caretakers and they are friends of Ratzinger. They still look after the house and this garden. And Chico is a big cat who had chosen at that time to go and stay with Ratzinger whenever he was going back home on holidays. And Chico was his friend in Bavaria during his holidays.
Now, what do these caretakers say about the Pope's love of cats?
They say that Ratzinger really loves cats, he really loves animals, he loves nature, generally speaking, and he used to love Chico, of course. When Ratzinger was elected, they went to Rome, I guess, to make some agreements with the caretaking of the house. And the first question that apparently Ratzinger asked them was, how is Chico?
So when the then Cardinal Ratzinger used to arrive at this house in Pendling, how did he react when he saw Chico? And how did Chico indeed react when he saw the Cardinal?
When Chico could see the shutters on, he used to run into the house of Ratzinger, welcoming him. And he was staying there all the time that Ratzinger was there. He really didn't want to go home until Ratzinger had left.
There's an incident in your book where you say how Chico misbehaved at once and scratched Cardinal Ratzinger when he tried to let him out. Is this actually based on a real incident?
Yeah. Chico's owners told me that one day, it was Christmas actually, some years ago, Josef Ratzinger wanted to send the cat out in the garden, but Chico was too happy to lay on the sofa, so he scratched Ratzinger's hand. But Ratzinger didn't get upset, only told the owners, well, he's a bit weird, this cat.
And is it true that he used to curl up on Cardinal Ratzinger's lap when he played the piano, for instance?
That was told me, and I could expect it because cats do this thing.
How did you manage to persuade Pope Benedict's personal secretary, Monsignor Ganschwein, to write the foreword to this book?
I simply wrote to him. I sent him a copy of my text, and I asked him whether he wanted to write a few lines for me. And actually, he has done a wonderful thing. He wrote some touching words. I was really delighted when I got his text.
And do you happen to know whether Pope Benedict has read the book?
This I don't know. I wanted to make a sort of surprise for him. I wanted to send him the book as a present. He's my Pope, and this was a present for him.
What kind of person emerges at the end of this biography? What sort of characteristics do you think come out most strongly about the Pope?
Well, I think what I wanted to tell to my readers that Joseph Ratzinger, Pope Benedict XVI, is a loyal, serious, dedicated person.
And presumably who emerges very much as a cat lover.
Of course, but not only a cat lover. He is a very sensitive person. He loves animals, he loves nature, he loves to walk in the nature, and, well, but particularly he likes cats. In fact, in his house, I have not been inside the house, but I was told that there is a collection of little ceramic cats, and there is always the calendar of the cats, a calendar with picture of cats, that every month Josef Ratzinger brother, Don Georg, he goes there and he turns the page because it has always to be updated, the cat of the month.
And is it true that he used to prepare food for stray cats?
That's what I was told, and I would not be surprised. If you are a cat lover, I'm sure you do that.
And have the caretakers read this book, and what do they think of it?
They have not read the book, because the book is still in Italian, but I told them all the plot, all the story, and, well, they agree upon it. They were a bit surprised that I wanted to write about their cat, but they were pleased, because they love their cat.
And how old is Chico now?
Chico's 9 years old, around. Of course, we don't have a birth certificate.
So he was a stray cat?
Yeah. And it was adopted by the owners and by the dog of the family, Ingo, a golden retriever. But Chico is the boss. In fact, in the house, the nickname of Chico is the boss.
And what feedback have you had so far from those who have read advanced copies of the book?
Well, up to now, everybody loved it. It's a nice, simple story of a wonderful person. And there is this trick of the cat, who is apparently a funny but lovely cat.
Perego says that she hopes her book will help bring children closer to the figure of the Pope as a man, and through him to the Church. I'm Susie Hodges.